This is North Shore Today for Thursday, July 7, 2022, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Partly cloudy today with a high in the mid-70s. The Gloucester Times is reporting that Gloucester, Newburyport, Essex, Ipswich, Newbury, Rockport, Raleigh, and Salisbury were notified that as of July 16, the Massachusetts Division of Marine Fisheries has closed all bivalve shellfish and carnivorous snails in shellfish-growing areas N1 through N14. North Shore cities and towns including Beverly, Danvers, Manchester-by-the-Sea, Marblehead, Peabody, Revere, Salem, and Swampscott were notified June 23 of areas closed indefinitely to the harvesting of blue mussels due to red tide. According to the Salem News, a trial date has been set for October 4 in a civil lawsuit brought by the parents of murdered Danvers High School teacher Colleen Ritzer. The city of Lynn will provide ample opportunities for teens to stay busy and active this summer. According to itemlive.com, more than 240 youths will be working for the city in a variety of capacities in July and August, including about 130 for the Department of Community Development. On this post, be sure to check out the latest community announcements from around the North Shore and check out photos from around the region. We also would like to hear from you with any comments or suggestions. Just use our website email, msonewsports@gmail.com. And again, that's msonewsports@gmail.com. Bill Newell on sports next.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
MSO Sports. Well, the Tampa Bay Rays wrapped up a series with the Red Sox last night, beating the Sox 7-1. The Yankees arrive tonight at Fenway Park for the start of a four-game weekend series. All four games, night games at Fenway Park. Red Sox pitcher Chris Sale had his fourth rehab start out in Worcester last night, went 3 2/3 innings, allowed 3 earned runs, walked 1, and struck out 5. He may be back on the Major League team roster soon. North Shore Navigators lost to Ocean State last night 5-1. Navs will be playing home Friday night, and the Salem News has named Jimmy Ayers of St. John's Prep their boys' lacrosse player of the year. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell on MSONewsSports.com.